it's time for a recap of the Prairie du Chien Common Council meeting from Tuesday. As with me now is Prairie du Chien City Manager Chad Abram. And a good morning, sir.
Good morning again.
So we got a couple of grants that you folks talked about at this week's meeting that the council approved applying for. First off, let's talk about this Vibrant Spaces grant through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. So what's that all about?
So the Vibrant Spaces grant, we're applying for that for an initiative to upgrade St. Ferrell Island, the waterfront project that we're working on. We received a statewide a stewardship grant, from the Wisconsin DNR of up to $200,000, and we're going to be bidding out that project soon. So we've been raising funds to offset the city cost. I think we were almost at approximately $100,000 that we've myself and Garth Frabel and Mike Ulrich have raised to offset the match because it's a 50-50 grant. So we've raised up to almost $100,000 now. And this Vibrant Spaces grant will just, it's an additional up to $40,000 that we could be awarded in a grant. There's no match. It's just $40,000. And basically what it is showing that this Vibrant Space, the island, draws people to this area and also helps with economic development, which it does. Because as you know, with music in the park and other things, so the improvements on the waterfront would be, we'd do some improvements at the old boat landing at Fisher Street, make that like a tiered seating area possibly to look out on the river, make a trail through the northern part of Water Street, the park there, the island where that new fence was put in, do some stuff at the beach and a couple more gazebos and extend it out a little bit past the boat landing to another gazebo further to the north.
Some more great improvements to the waterfront.
Yes.
All right. And then also a request from the police department to apply for a grant for some body cameras.
Yeah, so this grant is a 50-50 grant through the Department of Justice. It's roughly around $11,005 is the grant amount that they're requesting from the Department of Justice. The match is $11,500 from the police department. That's in our 2023 budget. And this is to replace all the cameras as well as continued storage of the cloud, the systems in the cloud for the body cameras that are worn every day by every officer in the city of Prairie du Chien.
Now, on Monday, the Design and Preservation Commission met regarding the Fort Crawford Hotel, and that's something you discussed with the council last night.
Yeah, so at that meeting, I was present at that meeting, and our city inspectors, General Engineering Company, were present. They did an inspection of that property with Todd Crotty, the owner, present, and the Design and Preservation Commission has set a public hearing for that property for January 9th. 5:15 at City Hall to see if there's enough to make a determination of demolition by neglect under the building codes. But they laid out a plan. Mr. Crotty laid out a good plan of things that he wants to get done as well. We're just laying out some timelines. So the next step is going to be the public hearing, and that will be published in the paper as well.
All right. And then, hey, a great weekend in Prairie du Chien with the parade on Friday night. Everybody getting in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, it was a great holiday parade ran by the Chamber of Commerce. A lot of people in town. Great weather for it. A lot of people are shopping local. City Hall did upgrade the lights in the downtown area this year. They were white, now they're different colored. And Alderman Reby did mention last night, John Reby, at the city council meeting that not so much this year, but next year, if people are willing or civic groups are willing to want to expand the lights on the island, we don't have the manpower to get all the trees decorated, but if, you know, civic groups or volunteer groups or church groups or school groups that want to help out with putting more lights on the island to make it similar to what you see in other communities, a drive-through on the island. Alderman Reby said he'd be more than willing to assist with that and spearhead that to happen for Christmas season next year in 2023.
A lot of possibilities with that.
There is, yes.
Very cool. And well, let's flip over to your other duties as the Eagles Club president real quick. You do have a breakfast coming up.
Yeah, we have a breakfast, Mike, this Sunday from 9 to noon. Once again, this is put on by the Schneebergers and the Abrams and the Gilberts and the Ericksons and the Crurys and pretty much everybody, Evelyn Dow, everybody that's working at the club are all hands on deck for this coming Sunday from 9 to noon, we have biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs, sausage links, fruit, mimosas. There'll be a special on Bloody Marys. And all the proceeds for this breakfast, it's $10 a person, go towards the new building. If you're interested, you know, you can call down to the Eagles Club and sign up or stop on in. It'll be open to the public again like we did for Op Santa Claus. We'll probably have some 50-50 throughout the day or throughout the morning for breakfast as well. So just another great fundraiser for our Eagles Club.
Hey, and speaking of the Operation Santa Claus fundraiser, you had some fun and you raised, I hear that you did stuff the van.
We did. We crammed the van, and we had a lot of fun. We raised approximately almost just shy of $6,000 that we raised that day for Operation Santa Claus. So it was very great turnout. I know last year we raised roughly $3,800, so we almost doubled our proceeds from last year, and the band was great. It was a good addition to have a band for. I've never seen a band in the Eagles Club, and it worked out good. They were placed back by our kitchen area, so there's still room at the bar to get drinks. We had a good costume. A few people dressed up in costume. Clark and Ellen Griswold, my wife and I, and then Nate Bremer was Cousin Eddie. And we had some ugly sweaters there. So it was a good turnout for everybody. It was good to see the people come in and donate their toys. We had some kids come in to see Santa Claus. Just a busy day throughout the day there.
Just love this time of year. So much fun going on.
Yes, there is.
All right. Chad Abram with us. Prairie du Chien Common Council meeting recap. And don't forget to come on out to the Eagles on Sunday for that awesome breakfast. Thanks for stopping by, Chad.
Thank you very much.